So we're 11 days out from Ash Wednesday, and we were a week away from campus for spring break. So how's your Lent going? All right, you're like, oh, it's Lent? I totally forgot about that. Spring break happened, right? Maybe it's good to circle back and kind of re-engage the season so that we're entering in, right? Not wasting our time, but actually entering into the season. So when you think about the season of Lent, what words come to mind? Let's not just do that as a rhetorical question. Think about it for 10 seconds. What words come to mind when you think about Lent? All right, share briefly with the person next to you. Hopefully you've maintained a 6-foot radius between each other so that you don't touch each other and get each other infected. All right, let's bring it back. All right, tell me, what do you think of when you think of Lent? What words come to mind? Fast. Almsgiving. Prayer. All right, we got those three. Good job. Solid Catholics. Okay. Now, can we go any further beyond that, or have we exhausted the season? Sacrifice. Nice. Growth. Good. Repent. Nice. Forgiveness. Very good. All right. I didn't hear that one. I still can't. Self-control. Self-control. All right. I heard a cough. I heard a coronavirus cough over there. We're all going to die. You're all going to die. Okay. Let me submit this. All those words are great. But let me submit this. That Lent is a profound time of listening. Listening. All the disciplines of Lent, actually, are connected to listening. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Prayer. We listen to God. That's what we're doing when we're praying. We're not just banging out prayers, right? I was at a parish once, and the ladies after Mass, they would do the rosary. And it was the only way to describe it. It was full automatic, right? They just slammed the clip in and just went full auto. Those Hail Marys were coming like bullets. Man, it was... Right, and we're done in 5 minutes. You're like, how in the world can we pray that fast, right? Prayer is not just repetition of prayers that we know. It's not even just plowing through the scriptures. Prayer is listening to God, okay? Fasting. Fasting is a listening to the deepest desire of our soul so that we can say yes to God. To the deepest desire, because we have all sorts of desires. And if we listen to the superficial desires, we'll never get close to God. But if we listen in an intentional way, deny certain desires, we choose not to listen to them, and we listen to the deeper and even the deepest desire, we will always get close to God. Almsgiving. We listen to our brothers and sisters in need. We listen to their voices crying out for help. We choose to do something about it because we listen. So listening leads to action. So all the disciplines of Lent have something to do with listening. And that's appropriate because the whole of the spiritual life has to do with listening. It goes all the way back into the Old Testament. The great Shema prayer of the Hebrews, of the Israelites from Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, or some translations say, listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. To listen to that commandment, to put it into practice. Now, friends, you and I both know, listening is not easy in our distracting and distracted culture. Hearing is, we hear lots of stuff, but I'm not talking about hearing tonight. I'm talking about listening. We hear all sorts of voices. And in this culture right now, the voices that scream loudest get heard and paid attention to. And that's not helpful, because then it's just who can scream loudest. We want to go deeper. We want to listen so that we can penetrate into the reality of things. And that's a spiritual move, and that's a grace we should all ask for. Did you listen to the gospel tonight? It's the great story of the transfiguration. But if you listen well, you'll recognize that there were two commands given. Two commands. The first command comes from the Father. Listen to him as he speaks of his beloved Son. Listen to him. And then the second command comes from Jesus. Rise and do not be afraid. Rise and do not be afraid. The Father invites us to listen to his Son, and Jesus invites us to rise and be not afraid. Friends, you could spend your whole Lent praying with those two commands. You could spend your whole life praying with those two commands. To listen to the beloved Son, and then to hear the Son say, rise and don't be afraid. Your whole life change if you listen to those two commands. Why listen to Jesus? Why listen to him? Because Jesus is the Word of God. The Father speaks all that he wants to say in and through Jesus. That's why we don't need to run around to some other tradition, to some other self-help author or guru. We go right to the heart of it. We go right to the one who says everything that is ultimately significant to us, Jesus himself. We go right to him. We listen to him. And in and through Jesus, who is the Word that the Father speaks from all eternity, in and through him, everything that the Father wants to give us is expressed. His love, his mercy, his peace, his hope, his strength, his joy, all of it is spoken to us in and through Jesus, who is the Word. But the Word of God was made flesh. And so everything that Jesus has to say is also incarnated in his person. That's why it's really beautiful and significant that when Peter, James, and John are overwhelmed by the voice of the Father, when they fall literally on their face in prostration, and they are very much afraid, as Matthew says in the gospel, right then, Jesus comes and touches them. You see, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, who they had walked with, Jesus, who they knew, Jesus, who they could see and hear and even touch, he comes to them and touches them and says, rise and do not be afraid. Rise and do not be afraid. Everything that the Father wants to speak comes through Jesus. And yes, it's profound, and yes, it's powerful, and yes, it's actually the right response to fall on our face in reverential fear before the power of God. See, we've made God our buddy. No Orthodox Jew would ever make that mistake. They knew, like Moses knew, if you saw the face of God, you would be overwhelmed, you would die. It's only in and through Jesus who takes on our flesh, who takes on our human condition, that we can actually enter into right relationship, to intimate relationship. That's why it's so significant that Jesus reaches out to them and touches them and then says, now get up and don't be afraid, because it's me, because I'm the one through whom this powerful light, I'm the one who through whom this whole divinity comes, and I know you and I love you. That's what Jesus wants to accomplish in our hearts. That's what he invites us into. So, back to Lent. I don't know how your Lent is going so far. I hope it is going, right? Because if we don't get into it, the train leaves the station, and then we don't know what else to do. I'd suggest this. if you haven't gotten into Lent. And I'd suggest this if you have gotten into Lent. Go beyond just giving up coffee or chocolate or something like that. And make your time in Lent a profound way of listening, even including fasting. To let your fast be a fast from excessive noise and distraction. And that means your phone. That means everything on social media. That means the internet. That means the TV. That means the video games. That means all the many things that we use to distance ourselves from silence. If we say yes to silence, then we will grow. But it's not a very comfortable place to be for us who are used to running around noisy all the time. It's why we pop in our earbuds. It's why we wake up to music. It's why we take it with us to the shower. It's like everything we're trying to do is distancing ourselves from silence. But if we're never silent, we'll never pray. Listen to some great stuff from Mother Teresa, right? Do you remember her? She has a great spiritual itinerary, right? Maybe you've seen it before. She said, the fruit of silence is prayer. And the fruit of prayer is faith. And the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. How many of you want peace? How many of you need peace tonight? Well, St. Mother Teresa says real clear, start with silence then. Create some space. She says this, she says, in silence we find new energy and true unity. New energy, true unity. Silence gives us a new outlook on everything. Listen in silence, because if your heart is full of other things, you cannot hear the voice of God. If your heart is full of other things, you cannot hear the voice of God. The essential thing is not what we say, but what God says to us and then through us. Man, she's good. Listening, friends. Listening. Listening will lead to action. Your Lent will be different if you listen. That is what it's all about. To be different because we've listened. We've listened to the Father who says, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And then we listen to Jesus, who reaches out in so many ways and touches us and says, rise and do not be afraid. Well, friends, may we rise from whatever slumber we're in, from whatever place we're stuck. May we let the grace of Jesus lift us up and give us courage to live differently. May we hear him tonight. Actually, no. May we listen to him tonight. Oh.